Argument 8. Adored by angels. We know from the Holy Quran that God created Adam and commanded the angels to do obeisance to him. The usual method of obeisance is to prostrate oneself, but this sort of self-abasement is shown only to God. To show it to others, however high and mighty, is forbidden. One may not prostrate oneself even to prophets, not even to the chief of the prophets, Muhammad Mustafa, on whom be peace and the blessings of God. Not only is prostration to anyone other than God forbidden, it is counted among the worst of sins. Whoever is guilty of it loses the favor and grace of God. One may prostrate oneself in a different sense, however. In this sense, prostration is not an act of worship. It cannot be said that prostration was permitted when the human race was young and was forbidden when the race became more mature. Such a thing would be quite wrong. Prostration is a form of shirk. It amounts to setting up equals with God, and this, according to Islamic conceptions, can never be right. Acts of shirk could not have been permitted at any time. God is one, and the oneness of God is a basic conception. If it is said that prostrating oneself to beings other than God was permissible at first, but was forbidden later on, being a species of shirk, then Satan would have an important text in his own favor. Satan refused to prostrate himself before man, saying man was not God. This may have offended God at the time, but later even God forbade obeisance to man and to beings other than God.